Some good news on the injury front. Safety Roddy McLeod participated in individual drills on Friday. However, he does remain a game-time decision for Sunday's home opener against the Giants. McLeod's availability would be huge as Corey Graham, Jalen Watkins, and Ronald Darby have all been declared out.
Well, all of them actually are doing well. We'll just continue to monitor all of them, that situation. But they're doing well and still probably going to end up being a game-time decision. And listen, it's always been a next-man-up mentality. Every team goes through this. Every team goes through injury. Every team goes through game-time decisions. The psyche is you just got to make sure that all the guys, the whole team is on page.
You know, guys are always prepared. That's just how our room is. Guys are always ready to fill in. You've seen that within the first, three games already. So guys are always prepared. Everybody prepares like a starter.
Head coach Doug Peterson also said that no decision has been made about the starting left guard for Sunday's game, despite reports that Chance Warmack is the guy. Isaac Seumalo said on Friday that he's preparing to play against the Giants.
We're getting them both ready to go. Yeah, getting them both ready to go. As of right now, we're still evaluating. That's another one of these safety questions. It's still being evaluated, and I'll talk to Stout on that as we go forward.
But I'm getting ready to play, Sunday, 1 o'clock at Linkfield. I don't know when you guys know, I'm just getting ready to play. Chance is a powerful dude. You probably just look at him and know, dude's strong as heck, works his tail off. And a great football player.
Shoring up the protection will be key for quarterback Carson Wentz, who has been sacked 8 times in the first 2 games. Now, while the Giants have had their struggles scoring on offense, defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo knows how to bring the heat.
Yeah, the first time last year, they definitely brought more pressure. They brought it some in the second game, but they mixed up their looks. They did it out of different fronts, different disguises, and even just going through the games this year, they do a good job of just disguising things and making you think one thing and bringing another thing. So sometimes you just got to go down to your standard operating procedure and just stay with your progressions and different things. And you're not always going to be perfect. You're not always going to be perfect against a defense like this. But when you do get the right call against the right look, there's definitely holes to be taken advantage of.
Sunday marks the first game at the Link in 2017, and the Eagles can't wait to enjoy a little home field advantage.
That first game of the year, even though we played those first two away, but first game at the Link, sold out fans, acting crazy, how they act. So for sure, us defensive guys, we're going to need it.
I know the fans can't wait. We've been on the road the last 2 weeks, and I know they're itching, and they probably wish today was Sunday. But, we've got a couple more days to prepare for this game. I know the fans will be loud and make it hard for their offense when they're on the field, and I'm really excited about it.
They said it's an amazing place to play at, so that's always good to hear. We had a great turnout in the stadium practices and training camp, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we're definitely excited about it. Obviously, it's tough starting the season with 2 away games. It feels like we haven't played in front of a sellout crowd since freaking last January, really. So we're excited about it. We know the fans are going to be extremely passionate. We're extremely excited to play at home for the first time this year, and especially against the Giants in particular. It's always fun to start the season off at home against a division rival.
The home opener is extra special for rookie running back Corey Clement. The Glassboro, New Jersey native has cheered for the Eagles his entire life, and he might have an expanded role on offense.
I'm definitely excited. And just to play against guys that I've been growing up watching that are still in the league, which is pretty awesome, like JPP. And I watched Landon Collins at Alabama, and he's doing great for the Giants. And at the same time, you can't be starstruck because you're a professional athlete as well, so you deserve the right to be out there. But, a division opponent, got to come out there with a victory and seal the deal.
Our live coverage from the Link begins at 12:30 p.m. with the kickoff show presented by Exalta. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles weekend, everyone.